Today's question on Quora is the following, and it's addressed to parents. How are you setting up your kid for financial stability as they go off to college? What are you teaching them? What services or apps do you use? So for people who know me by now, I always go for simple, combined with self-awareness and living life consciously. So how do we set up our kids for financial stability as they go off to college? Well, I think it starts from the day they are born, and probably even before that. One, you want to lead by example. If you want your kids to have good money habits, you need to model good money habits. So from the time they are little, obviously adapted to their level of development, you have discussions about money. And I don't mean two-hour discussions. Just say out loud what's going on in the privacy of your own head, so that they know what you're doing with money. So example, okay, mommy's making a shopping list because we're going to go to the grocery store, and mommy plans to spend about $200. And we're going to stick to the list because when we go in the store, we're kind of tempted, or if we're hungry, we might buy more than we need. And then we waste food, or we buy things that we want but don't really need, and it wastes money for nothing. So we're going to have a list. We're going to be prepared for how we're going to spend our money, and we're going to stick to the list and make sure we stick to our budget. So that's one example. Another one is, you know how little kids always want toys and more and more and more. So one way is to teach them the difference between wants and needs, and also living simply, meaning if they have a doll or a truck, well, they don't need 10 dolls and 10 trucks of different versions of the same thing, because as you know, kids play 20 minutes with a toy and you might never see it again, and then parents complain. But that's the nature of childhood. So what we want to do is prevention. So we teach them how to appreciate the toys that they have and how they don't need multiple versions of the same. So we teach them how to spend wisely on their toys. The other thing too is, it's a lot better to buy toys that are multidimensional, thus have multiple uses, and that way kids can use their imaginations, and the same toy can become different things. For example, if you look at the Waldorf way of educating children, many of their toys are made of wood instead of plastic, but as a result can have multiple uses. So if you look at their little wooden kitchens, because there's nothing painted on them, the cabinet at the bottom can become a fridge, can become a stove, can become storage area under the sink, can transform itself into almost anything in the kitchen. Same thing if we look at play structures. I forget what it's called now off the top of my head, but the Waldorf play structure, they can drape it with silks or sheets, whatever you have at the house. So it can become a little house. It can become a store. It can become a tent. One day it can be a grooming area for the dogs. When they play house, another day it becomes a kitchen. So one toy has multiple uses. The other thing to be responsible and financially stable is to teach them how to respect things that they bought. So putting their stuff away every day at night, have a ritual where every toy has its home, how to take care of their things, because you don't want to teach them they can just break everything. Oh, it's okay, we'll just buy another one, because that teaches them waste. So do you see how we can start really young to teach financial stability and responsibility? So when they also have money as gifts for Christmas or birthdays, you can teach them to ask for that instead of toys, and then they can divide their money in three money jars. So split it in donation, saving, and spending. And as depending on your family values, the percentage will vary. So it teaches generosity, saving, but that it's also okay to spoil ourselves. And then as they get older, same thing. You want to teach them to be responsible for the money, open a bank account, show them, have them go to the bank, deposit the money so they can see real money, explain how it works, and you yourself become financially savvy and teach them how money grows with compound interest and stuff like that. So by the time they're at college or they enter college, they will be ready. It's not like suddenly they have to do a 180 on how they spend money and have to learn something new. They have enough to learn when they're going to be in college and have fun. You want them to be secure in their values because you will have taught them, so it becomes second nature, and then they're less likely to be negatively influenced by others because they will be their values about money will be grounded, and habits they will have applied for many, many years. So this is how I teach my daughter. And same for retirement. We all know even if they just put $100 a month by the time they're 18, 20 years old, they can retire millionaires. Whereas if they wait till they're 40 to get the same amount of money, they'd have to put $4,000 or $5,000 a month in the bank. So it's teaching them that, and it's a lot easier to part from $100, $200 than it is $4,000 or $5,000 when by the time you do that, you have family, kids, a mortgage, and then you struggle. So doing some financial education adapted to their age, level of development, and applying these strategies at their age level. What services or apps do I use? I don't use any, actually. I use Life. So my girl is only 11 right now, so we don't really need an app. I think kids learn better through real life. Right now we rely too much on technology to teach things, and it becomes very abstract. So I think learning down to earth the old-fashioned way is the best way for them to understand the value and the responsibility of around money by actually touching their own money using a piggy bank. And then when you have a little bit in the piggy bank, then moving it to a real bank account. So real life things as opposed to using apps or simulations that way. So hopefully this helps. And if you have any other questions, don't be shy to go to my website, drmadrigrano.com or ginamadrigrano.com, and send me an email or on Facebook or on LinkedIn. And if you have any other questions, just send them my way. And you can go to my website as well, get a free ebook, which touches a little bit on the importance of giving kids chores as a foundation for self-esteem, money, responsibilities, and a variety of other skills. Talk to you soon.